Have you ever wanted to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you'll get that chance. Call this number now, 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you could be throwing out a first pitch and receive four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. The chance of a lifetime, thanks to Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't strike out on the home of your dreams by working with the wrong lender. Get pre-approved in 5 minutes, and we close in 14 days. No one does that. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. It's a Wednesday morning. We'll talk a little bit about the Big League Club. They are rolling and look for a sweep today over the Milwaukee Brewers. Cardinals now 3 in front of Chicago, 6.5 in front of Milwaukee. We'll talk that over with Brian Walton of the CardinalNation.com. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and Brilliant Clarity, thanks to Lordo's Diamonds. And you can find out more at LordosDiamonds.com. See their selection, LordosDiamonds.com, for any occasion, men's and women's jewelry. A lot of subjects to get into because call-ups are happening next week with minor league players. Dylan Carlson just named the Texas Player of the Year. The 20-year-old has been brought up to Memphis, and he's off to a great start, by the way. We'll talk about the season that it has been for Dylan Carlson. How about Andrew Kisner? He was sent down, called up when Yadi got hurt, made some starts, had some big hits. We'll talk about him. Jake Woodford, could he be an addition for the Cardinals? Daniel Ponce de Leon has pitched really well in 5 starts since being sent back down. Junior Fernandez. Justin Williams was part of the Tommy Pham deal. We'll get into that, as well as Henesy Cabrera. We saw him earlier. And in general, a look at the September call-ups, potential September call-ups for the St. Louis Cardinals. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy football draft, look no further than Westport Social. It's located in Westport Plaza. They've got jumbo TVs, ice cold beer, nachos, wings, private spaces to connect your computers. Westport Social, it is your football headquarters. WestportSocial-STL.com for more information. WestportSocial-STL.com for more information. A visit with Brian Walton is coming up.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, it's not private label, it's not store brand, it's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know it's good.
Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. It is a Wednesday morning, the minor league season. Hard to believe it is wrapping up, and that means the baseball season, in a way, is wrapping up. The Cardinals, though, let's start with them, Brian. And by the way, you can read Brian's work on both the Major League Club and the Minor League Club 365 days a year, and that includes holidays. It doesn't matter. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, he's got new content up every single day. Good morning to you, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dan, and I bet it's got to be a lot of fun being with the Big League Club right now.
It is. Dexter Fowler with a nice play to end the game last night in Milwaukee, and the Cardinals have won 6 straight. Milwaukee 6.5 out, and Chicago 3 back, so it's made it fun. But this time of year is always fun, too, with minor leaguers potentially getting the call up. And we'll get into that momentarily. Just your thoughts on what's happening here with the Big League Club. How did they turn this thing around and all of a sudden become 15 games above 500?
Well, you know, it's very, in a way, it's kind of similar to what we have seen in Memphis the last month or so. And that is the offense is up. The Redbirds, before they split last night, they had won 7 games in a row. And the reason was that their offense was scoring 2 runs a game more than it had in the season up till the middle of July. And I think we're seeing a very similar thing with St. Louis. You know, when the offense gets going, you know, if one of the starting pitchers has a bad inning, all of a sudden maybe he doesn't have to be pulled. Maybe Schilt can stay with him a little longer. And, you know, they're getting a little better, you know, results from the rotation as well. Of course, the bullpen's been solid all along.
The bullpen has been ridiculously good for the St. Louis Cardinals, and I'll be curious about the additions to the bullpen, because in September with a major league club, you never should be short with bench players, bullpen guys, really just in general. Dylan Carlson, named the Texas League Player of the Year. Give me your summation of what you saw from the 20-year-old this summer.
Well, we've talked about this a lot this year, Dan, and that's good because we're consistent, because the word I use for Dylan Carlson is consistent. You know, we read a lot about the ups and downs of a Nolan Gorman, and granted, he's a little younger, but the point is Carlson, you know, was really stretched, you know, being put in the Double-A Texas League at the age of 20, and he's been consistently good all year long, been very solid, not had the long slumps, you know, career high in power. His average has been very good as well. And he, you know, he just fell short of 20 home runs, 20 steals at 21 and 18 respectively, only because, you know, he got promoted to Memphis in the middle of August. And I thought that promotion was good. It was nice that the Cardinals kept Carlson in Texas League long enough that he could have success, real success. Because as good as Carlson had been in his career, because he was moved ahead so aggressively in the past, he'd never been an all-star, let alone a player of the year in any league. So, you know, it's great for Carlson to, you know, have that confidence, have that success. We've seen it, you know, with his great start at Memphis. And, you know, we could see him in the Arizona Fall League. And certainly he'll go to spring training next year as one of the competitors for the starting left field spot in St. Louis.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans are saying, well, could you catch lightning in a bottle and call him up to the big leagues? You don't think there's any chance that would happen here in 2019?
I think that there are many reasons why the Cardinals wouldn't want to do that. Number one, where are you going to play him? If you bring Carlson up, you want to play him every day. And, you know, during the period when Harrison Bader was struggling, you could say, okay, you know, you put him in center field and let him go. Well, Harrison Bader has been lights out since he's been back to St. Louis, you know, on base, some, you know, near 500. Dexter Fowler's, you know, really taken over the leadoff spot and is continuing to play well. And, of course, Marcelo Zuna's, you know, your big power bat. So there's just nowhere for Dylan Carlson to play if they bring him up. And, you know, yeah, he could soak up the big league aura the final month, but, you know, the Arizona Fall League is a much better place where Carlson could go and play every day, get 100 at-bats against some very good competition. And I think that if I were running the Cardinals organization, that decision wouldn't even be close. Forget about the 40-man roster and starting a service time clock and all that stuff, which are other factors as well. I just don't see it, especially given the wealth of outfielders the Cardinals have.
He's primarily been playing right field, as Mo told me on Monday on the website. And we do a visit with Monday, as you know, Brian, every Monday with John Mozeliak, that he's been playing right, batting second, but his skill set could lend itself to center or left. Where, when you talk to people, where does he project in the big leagues in terms of what position he might play?
Well, he made great strides this year in center field. At the beginning of the year, he wasn't taking good routes. He just didn't look comfortable in center field at all. The Cardinals had played him some in center early after he was drafted, but then pretty much left him in the corners. So he made great strides in center field this year. But I think his arm is such that right field would be his home. And so, you know, looking ahead to next year, it sort of begs the question, if the same players stay around, you know, would the Cardinals ask Fowler to move out of right over to left, or would they put Carlson in left? Obviously, those are decisions that are months and months away yet.
Andrew Kisner, another guy that'll get called up. You'd have to say this has been a really good year for Andrew Kisner.
Yeah, Andrew Kisner's been very, very stable. He's, you know, hitting like 275, but OPS over 800, which is what you want to see. He's taking his walks, so has an on-base percentage of over 350. So, you know, it's been a real nice, solid season for Andrew. It's not been an all-star. It's not been his best season ever, but it's been a very good season. And when he's come up to St. Louis, you know, he's contributed as well. And so we'll see him the final month. Probably won't see him play a lot, but that also frees up Matt Wieters to give Mike Schilt, you know, another left-handed pinch hitter in that final month.
Absolutely. Daniel Ponce de Leon, we got a doubleheader coming up on Saturday, and he's been the guy that's kind of been that swing arm for the Cardinals. I would anticipate that's who would get the start in that doubleheader coming up in a makeup game. So, Daniel, how has he fared since he went back down to the minor leagues?
Ponce de Leon has been nothing short of fantastic. I mean, he's made five starts, has a 0.93 ERA, 39 strikeouts in 29 innings. The only little bit of blemish is 13 walks. Now, you know, that's His last two games, he had four walks each, which are a little higher than you'd like, and that's been his problem area. But, I mean, we're talking about a period where he's held opposing batters to a 131 average. So he has made very good use of his time back in Memphis. Oh, the other thing I want to say that he's done is he's had a couple of seven-inning outings. And, you know, one of the knocks that I had on Ponce de Leon earlier was, hey, he was only going five innings, maybe six. Well, he's gone, he only went seven a couple of times and also struck out 11 and 9 respectively in those outings while pitching scoreless ball and giving up two hits in each game. So, you know, Ponce de Leon has done a real fine job since he's been back with Memphis.
From your reporters on the scene at the various stops, what have they said about Austin Gomber in terms of what they're hearing and him coming back and maybe, just maybe, contributing to the big league club?
Well, Gomber had a disappointing first outing at Palm Beach. You know, he had trouble throwing strikes and really was out of there pretty quick. Now he's up with Springfield and had a very good outing his last time out. And obviously that's very encouraging because, you know, there's only a few days left in the minor league season. So, you know, he's only going to get to throw once, you know, probably once more. And they're going to have to make a decision from that. Is he ready to help St. Louis? Because, you know, none of these teams are going into the playoffs, which would, you know, buy more time, more rehab time for Austin Gomber. But, you know, it looks like, you know, if you look at the last game, he's certainly at a point where he may be able to help as another left-hander out of the pen.
Obviously, we'll see Junior Fernandez. He went back down. How has he looked?
Junior Fernandez actually took a loss in one of the games. One of the doubleheader games last night, pitching the seventh inning because, you know, minor league doubleheaders are only seven innings. But in his defense, there was an error by the third baseman for the first batter of the inning that put the first runner on. He gave up a couple of singles, and that was the walk-off run. But, you know, overall, Fernandez has continued to pitch very well. He's only pitched in two games since he's gone down. The first one, he went two innings, struck out three, no hits. So, you know, this last game wasn't as good, but, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that Junior Fernandez will be back up when rosters expand.
There's a couple of guys that I think are very, very intriguing that are on the 40-man that were part of the Tommy Pham deal, and that's Justin Williams, who's a left-handed hitting outfielder, and then Hennessy Cabrera, the young man, the lefty that we saw pitch earlier this season. Do you see either one of those two potentially being called up?
I wrote about my view of the potential call-ups as I do every year, and Justin Williams was my, you know, my wild card. As everybody knows, Williams had that injury, wrist injury, that kept him out pretty much all the first half of the year. He came back, Springfield, got hurt again, didn't hit well. Well, since he's come back up to Memphis, he's been dynamite. His OPS in his 30 games with Memphis, 1.113. He had home runs in four of his last five games prior to this last stretch, had a five RBI game. And again, you know, we talked about left-handed hitter off the bench. You know, Justin Williams is a guy that, you know, we're not going to see him in the outfield, but he, you know, if Mike Schilt wants another left-handed pinch hitter, I think Justin Williams could be the guy that would get the call.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. How about September call-ups in general, Brian? And Jake Woodford would be part of this as well. I know you write about it, and you have written about it here recently. Give me your names and maybe some guys that are out there that we should look forward to.
Well, you know, I've talked a lot about left-handers today. We talked about Gomber. Genesis Cabrera, the other name you mentioned, he's had two strong starts in a row, two earned runs in 13 innings, 17 strikeouts. You know, when Genesis Cabrera is on, his stuff is unhittable. Sometimes he can't control it, obviously, but we're talking about a young man who's 22. Again, you know, he may not pitch in high leverage situations, but he'd be a guy that I definitely call up and have in the bullpen and have ready to go. And, you know, when you look at it, there really aren't any relievers on the 40-man roster in Memphis other than Junior Fernandez. Mike Myers has done well. He's been the closer since he's gone down, but he's off the roster. And, you know, you wouldn't think that they'd call him back. So really the guys that are probably going to get called up are starters that might end up being long relievers. And I'm talking about Ponce de Leon and Gomber and Cabrera. Now, Jake Woodford's the other guy. You know, Jake Woodford's had a real strong season. He's bounced back with a couple of nice starts lately as well. He's not on the 40-man roster, so they'd have to make room for him. But Woodford has to be added before the Rule 5 draft in December anyway. So, again, you know, if they want to lean into the wind a little bit and get a look at Jake Woodford as a long reliever, you know, he's a guy that, you know, is probably on the bubble, but if they want to go big in terms of the number of players they call up, Jake Woodford could be the one guy who's not on the 40-man that might get a chance.
We'll wrap it up with, what do you have cooking at thecardinalnation.com this week?
Well, Derek Shore has done a couple of more interesting features. The latest one on a reliever named Cody Whitley. Cody Whitley's a guy who started the season at Palm Beach, has already moved up to Memphis. His velocity's improved. His results have improved. He's a guy that could work his way into the relief pitch mix next year for St. Louis. As I said, I wrote about my call-up prediction, so you can see my total. I'm guessing as many as 37 players could end up with St. Louis, and that includes, of course, players like Gomber and Tyler O'Neill and Jose Martinez, who are major leaguers, but would have to be added. I have a feature on Kramer Robertson. The shortstop is with Springfield and Memphis, and, of course, all of our daily and weekly team reports as we head to what is basically the final week of the minor league season.
Always great stuff, Brian. Thank you so much, and should be an interesting first week in September as we hear about the call-ups, and we'll dive into that next week. Thanks so much.
You bet, Dan.